Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
America's coronavirus outbreak is rapidly improving as the Delta wave lessens. By the numbers nationwide, the United States is now averaging a 22% drop in new cases over the past 2 weeks. Hawaii has the lowest number of new cases relative to its population, followed by Florida and Louisiana. Representative Fred Keller, the Republican from Pennsylvania, told Newsmax that he was a great big no on the massive spending package going through Congress.
If it's that good, I don't know why they're having to twist so many arms of people in their own party. The next thing should be the amount of debt that we're looking at and what's included in these bills. The way that they're going about this is not the way that the founders of our great republic figured it out to work.
La Nina weather patterns will slam the west coast of the United States this weekend, dropping heavy rain and multiple feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountain range. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As the Virginia governor's race between former Democrat Governor Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin is virtually a tie in most polls, Fox News went to Virginia to find out what's important to them. High school student Maddie.
Lately, the school board has just been wrong and unacceptable. First, it was Beth Bartz, and then after these assaults, I didn't feel like learning. I felt like taking self-defense classes for my own safety, and that's why I'll be speaking at the school board meeting Tuesday.
Renee, a woman of color and former American veteran, also in Leesburg, Virginia.
Real history of what happened needs to be taught, but there's a way to do it so that it isn't taught so that we don't repeat what happened in American history, but rather we learn it, we learn from it, and we move forward together. We understand that, you know, we are contributed as African Americans, as black people in history, contributed a lot to this nation that hasn't been taught.
The Virginia gubernatorial election is November 2nd. Early voting is going on now through October 30th. This is USA Radio News.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
As the Biden administration continues to push the social spending bill, we have a lot more self-induced problems that have no leadership. The crisis at the border, supply chain issues, the dismantling of America's energy independence without a plan to provide another source of energy. Wind and solar are great, but the technology cannot suffice the needs of America's industrial machine. Former White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News the Biden spending plan is bad for the whole of America.
Well, listen, save America, kill the bill. I mean, that's still my motto. $2 trillion is unimpressive because there are all these accounting gimmicks in there. And the other thing is, the Bidens were asleep at the switch on this supply-side shortages, the container ship backup in the L.A. Long Beach ports. I mean, they didn't take any action to have it go 24-7. That was a governmental decision. The longshoremen, the unions, the Bidens want to unionize everything. The longshoremen did not want to go 24-7. And with all this talk about infrastructure, there's nothing in there that would get updates on machinery and automation in these ports. And that's also because the longshoremen oppose it. And Americans, consumers, do not want to wait. They hate shortages. They hate austerity. They want prosperity. And government central planning is not the answer.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. It's also great to have the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network, DeRoy Murdoch. Hey, DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Bill, how are you? Great to talk to you.
Hey, always good to talk to you. It sometimes leads to some frustration because we have to talk to the truth. Nobody else is, speaking truth to power here. They think that they're pulling something over, over our eyes once again. I mean, when you are really counting on Pete Buttigieg to deal with the supply chain disruption, I mean, what background? What experience does he have to give you any kind of hope and confidence that he's the man for the job?
Well, he's was mayor of South Bend, Indiana. I mean, that's a famous seaport, isn't it?
I guess.
How many cargo ships are stranded in the waters off of South Bend, Indiana?
None. He's doing a great job.
Approximately zero.
Yes, he's doing a great job there. It's too bad that we've got 100 containers, 100 ships off the California coast just hanging out there, waiting for, union truckers to come and, meet them and disembark. I mean, what an absolute fiasco. I mean, whether we're talking the border, I mean, has this administration, are they doing anything right?
Nothing seems to be going right. I think, like or dislike Joe Biden, early on it seemed like the vaccination rate was, in fact, the vaccination rate was going up. More people were getting vaccinated, bringing us to some point closer towards herd immunity. Mm-hmm. And that all was going fairly well, and sure he gets credit for that. But then they started with the mandates and contradicting themselves en masse and so on. And then a lot of people got these mixed messages. What are these people talking about? And then I think Biden ran out and said, we have this big booster program. We're just going to get boosters. And the FDA came out and said, actually, no, you didn't consult us. And I think the vote was something like 16-2 or something like that. They overwhelmingly voted not to approve his policy. That led to vaccine hesitancy. So the good news on vaccine is that vaccinations fell. And now we've got the vaccine mandates and police and firemen and medical personnel are resigning because they don't want to be told what to do.
Exactly.
In part because some of them have natural immunity because they've already gotten COVID. Some of them have medical problems, religious objections. Some of them just don't enjoy having orders barked at them. And so now you have this, if you will, people's the hairs on the backs and necks are standing up. Their backs are arched. They don't want to be told what to do because they're grown adults. And now they're not going to get vaccinated no matter what. So that's a mess. That's the only thing he had going right. Beyond that, you've got the return of inflation at the highest levels we've seen by various measures from anywhere from like 13 to about 40 years. We had energy dependence. That's been thrown out the door. He shut down the Keystone Pipeline, has made it harder to get permits for oil production. He then calls up OPEC and says, oh, we're short on oil. Would you people please increase your production? They try to laugh at him and say, no, we're not going to do it. We like the rising prices.
Exactly.
The border is gone. The southern border is wide open. Just come on in, help yourselves. And then we just discovered a couple of days ago that the number of I think it's in the thousands now, of these illegal alien children are being flown up from Texas and deposited some in Florida and a whole bunch here in New York State where I live, up in Westchester, and they bring them in on planes at 2, 3, 4 in the morning when nobody's looking, so they can be brought in here secretly. So it's just astonishing. It's just one disaster after another, after another, after another.
Yeah, and somehow Jen Psaki is charged with the with the obligation to try and make it seem like it's a reasonable action that the Biden administration is doing. And we learned as kids, DeRoy, that nothing good happens after midnight, does it?
Well, usually not unless it's really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like, so why... here it is. He was going to be the most transparent president. Forget about that. That's not happening. I think Barack Obama said the same thing. That didn't happen then either. So he's just maybe after everything's all said and done, he'll come back and say, well, actually, I was more transparent than Barack or Jimmy Carter. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe so, yeah. But, of course, you mentioned Jen Psaki. Her job basically is to get up every day and put lipstick on a pig.
Yes.
And then tell us it's a peacock. And I think people are seeing right through that particular charade. Now, she's gone up several times and said that, for example, the massive socialist spending orgy, which is by conservative measures $3.5 trillion, once you remove the accounting gimmicks and so on and add the expected interest payments on that huge sum of money, it's really a $5.9 trillion bill, almost $6 trillion. And she got up just the other day and said, oh, it won't cost anything.
What kind of math are they working with? Is that part of the new math that has come around the corner from the back door of the CRT indoctrination series? What's going on here?
I imagine this must be anti-racist math. 5.9 trillion equals zero.
Yeah, exactly.
And this wasn't, you know, Biden said this, and people might have thought, well, he must have failed basic arithmetic. But they've repeated it. She said it several times. He's repeated that. I believe Nancy Pelosi repeated, this has become a Democrat talking point. You can spend $5.9 trillion. It will cost nothing. And yet we need to raise the debt ceiling beyond $28.8 trillion where it is now, and also have the House Ways and Means Committee pass out of committee a $2.3 trillion tax increase to pay for the $5.9 trillion spending bill, which costs nothing.
Exactly.
So if you can connect all those dots, then power to you.
Well, it might have some veracity if the economic genius of AOC came out and said it cost nothing. I haven't heard her say it. Maybe it's too extraordinary even for her, with her incredible background in economics and the way she adds things up. She can't even come up with zero.
Yeah, even with the PhD in economics, she got sitting at the feet of Milton Friedman. Not even she can put all that all those bizarre mathematical claims together. I mean, it's just amazing that they, A, said this, and B, they've continued to repeat it, while even people on the left are laughing, saying, well, we don't see how that math adds up, because it doesn't.
Well, but there's danger in them thar hills. I mean, with the Regulation Nation, it is back with a vengeance. If this goes through, DeRoy, I mean, we're Barack Obama 2.0, 3.0 in Regulation Nation, lickety-split.
Oh, very quickly. I mean, look, if this thing were just a giant pot of cash and they were just handing out checks, you know, that would be bad enough, because you don't want people to be dependent on the government. But this includes tremendous regulations. They still want to have this program where they're going to hire 80,000 brand new IRS agents, go through our bank accounts and determine any transaction above $600 and report that to the government. The banks will have to turn all that over. And 80,000 people, brand new hires at the IRS, sifting through all of our bank accounts and saying, okay, well, Bill Martinez spent $1,000 on a lovely dinner somewhere, and he spent $1,200 at a ski resort, and how about this $2,000 suit and so on? Is that allowed or not? We don't need this, and this is a massive invasion and violation of our privacy and violation of our Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable searches and seizures. If you have reasonable suspicion of a crime, you get a search warrant, and then you can go in and look and see if somebody's, you know, a drug dealer or engaged in blackmail or extortion or you know, some money laundering. You don't just take every solitary bank account in the country and just go on a big fishing expedition to see what's in there. But that's
exactly.
Tremendous expenditures on critical race theory type of programs, preferences and grants for people based on what their races are, on what their genders are, their sexual orientation is. So you've got the government getting into all sorts of areas involving privacy, involving race, involving basically spying on people. And those are just two or three examples. There are literally dozens or scores of others in this 2,456-page bill.
Without it. And that's just for starters, because they haven't even come up with all the other pages to support the regulations that are going to go with it. We've got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
And independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, continues with us. DeRoy, as you were citing the invasion of our very lives and the deprivation and erosion of our liberties, according to the Constitution, are being set aside so blatantly. You wonder, okay, how much more do the American, freedom-loving American people, how much more can they withstand here?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, we've got the government just sort of, you know, on the march in every possible direction. You know, I never thought I would see the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, who's supposed to be this wonderful, moderate, centrist, middle-of-the-road kind of guy,
right,
essentially sticking the FBI on moms and dads who go to concerned citizens, I suppose, as well, who go to school board meetings and say, look, we don't appreciate our school kids being yelled at and being told they're racist. We don't think they need to sit in class in masks so they can't breathe all day long, or in some cases being told to play sports outdoors with masks on. And you had in Loudoun County, Virginia, this father who got up to complain to the school board that his daughter had been raped in a bathroom, raped in a school bathroom by a boy who was wearing a skirt. They then arrested him, hauled him out of there. He became the face of the violent extremist parents who are out of control. And then we eventually learned that the reason he was there complaining was, again, that his daughter had been raped by this boy in a bathroom who was wearing a skirt. That boy was sent to another school where he raped somebody else.
Yes.
That was covered up by the school board. They said there was no such thing, that it all came out. And I believe the head of the school board had to resign in humiliation just a couple of days ago. So this is the kind of stuff that's going on. And rather than be sympathetic and say, let's find the rapist, let's put an end to this, the Department of Justice comes in, declares that parents who complain about this sort of thing are, quote, domestic terrorists, unquote. And they want to use the Patriot Act to go after parents and others who go before school boards and complain about critical race theory, gender studies, out-of-control curriculum, books that kids of in grade school shouldn't be reading until they're old enough to deal with mature material and sexual-oriented subjects. Mm-hmm. And you got the Biden administration, you know, essentially sticking the FBI on these people. I mean, this is totalitarianism what we're dealing with. These people are not, you know, this is not the Hubert Humphrey, Walter Mondale, Bill Clinton Democrat Party. They've taken on a very strong totalitarian whiff, and these people need to be told to heal and lie down and stop. They work for us; we don't work for them, and they really need to be given that message as loudly and clearly and firmly as possible.
Yeah, and at the risk of going to jail, because they're, you know, look at, we've got political prisoners still in jail in D.C., as you know, some still remaining in solitary confinement, not able to see an attorney. I mean, it is disgusting. And to hear Joe Biden talk about it, it's like, hey, we'll just let them sit there until, I don't know, until they get the educational camps up and running, and then they can send them to these re-educational camps and change their evil ways, these domestic terrorists that were on full display on January the 6th.
Boy, it sure seems like that. And, you know, it would be one thing, it would be bad enough if the people who were brought in on January 6th were in solitary confinement in cells right next to the Antifa and Black Lives Matter people,
yeah,
who didn't just attack the Capitol, you know, one day. Some people broke in there, which they shouldn't have done, and those people need to be prosecuted. Other people kind of waltzed in afterwards thinking, okay, I guess they opened up the Capitol and were free to go look around.
The Capitol Police were waving them in, DeRoy. I mean, you see this footage. I mean, it wasn't like they just said, oh, let's go ahead and why. I guess it must be okay. I mean, you had Capitol Police saying, hey, come on in, just behave yourself kind of deal. It was like, go about and, you know, with an unsupervised, you know, self-guided tour, I guess.
Yeah, unsupervised self-guided tour, exactly right. Well, I think some of the people did walk into the Capitol, again, mistakenly but innocently thinking, okay, the Capitol's open, they're letting us in, sure, we'll skip the metal detectors, et cetera. And some of those people were arrested, they're being prosecuted. One woman was prosecuted for parading through the Capitol, whatever that is. That doesn't sound exactly like, you know, violent revolution. So that's what's happening to those people. And then you've got the folks from back in the spring and summer of 2020 who toppled statues, broke down windows, burned down police precincts, set fires at the U.S. courthouse in Portland, shot at cops, killed cops. And these people, for the most part, are running loose. I know here in New York City, they dropped the charges against something like 500 people who rioted, looted, looted, broke into stores, stole Rolex watches, and so on. Mm-hmm. And the Democrat prosecutors basically said, well, they're just expressing themselves. It's all part of the First Amendment. It's all part of the process. So no charges. And these people are running loose, doing whatever they want, while the folks who were involved in January 6th, as you say, are here we are, what is it, more than 9 months later, and these people are still locked up in solitary confinement, waiting some aspect of due process, which they've not seen yet.
Well, I'll tell you, the midterms cannot come fast enough, but by the same token, in managing expectation, you want to caution people that this didn't happen overnight. This has been going on for a long time, and as Donald Trump would probably admit, is that even he, as smart as he is, wasn't able to ferret out all these moles that were in his administration, and these moles that were left over from the Obama administration and the bureaucracy, the deep state. But what we're realizing, DeRoy, the deep state is a lot deeper than what we realized.
It is very deep, and it's also in places you wouldn't expect. I mean, I don't think anybody should be terribly surprised that, let's say, the Department of Health and Human Services is chock full of bureaucrats who happen to favor big government. That's stop the president.
Yeah, right.
What is a surprise, I think, is how much the FBI and the Pentagon and the CIA and these sort of security and law and order oriented agencies, which you would think would be sort of, you know, shall we say, right of center, or at least in favor of due process and following the Constitution, they've been hijacked. And you've
yes.
got the political correctness, the critical race theory, all this sort of stuff just rampant in those agencies. The FBI has been completely compromised. We saw that how they began spying on the Trump campaign and then spying on the Trump presidency with disastrous results. Imagine what that man would have been able to do had he not had the FBI breathing down his neck over this Russian collusion thing, which turned out
exactly.
to be a complete hoax and total fraud.
Well, not only the FBI, DeRoy, but I maintain, you know, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. I mean, how they misserve the American people. I mean, and even in spite of that, you had all-time low unemployment, energy independence. We had Middle East peace getting ready to break out. Our southern border was secure and getting more secure. They were actually paying for people to do the job, unlike the Biden administration that's paying people not to build the wall and to leave all that material just sitting there on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's about $100 million worth of metal and other and cement and other construction goods and construction materials sitting on the border, all flat when it should be vertical to keep these people out. And there's supposedly a new caravan of, I think it's 60,000 people.
60,000, yes.
Elsewhere marching up through Mexico on the way to run across the border probably in a couple of weeks. That'll be the next disaster we see on the air. Who knows, maybe just before Election Day, perhaps.
Right, exactly. And Biden supposedly wants to bring back the stay in Mexico policy. But surprise, surprise, I don't think the president of Mexico is all so warm to Joe Biden and is willing to institute this. I mean, Trump was brilliant in negotiating, you know, the art of the deal, if you want to say, in dealing with Mexico and those triangle countries that were involved in this mass immigration. And as soon as he was out, new management, and then, of course, all the T-shirts were printed up and given to people, Biden-Harris T-shirts. It's like, I mean, this is absurd.
Well, I remember that I think it was back in 2019, if I'm not mistaken, President Trump said to Mexico, look, you need to stitch up your border and cooperate with us, or we're going to slap penalties, tariffs on you. I don't remember the numbers. They're just mm-hmm. huge, just crippling tariffs. The foreign minister of Mexico was in the Oval Office the next day. He hopped on a plane the next day and showed up and said, all right, what do we need to do to work this out? And within a couple of days, they had an agreement. The Remain in Mexico policy was introduced. The Mexicans cooperated. They actually sent, I think it's something like 7,000 of their own soldiers to man their side of the U.S. Mexican border and tell people to turn around and go home. Mm-hmm. And that all happened like this because Donald J. Trump was a tough guy, didn't goof around like Biden, and he got on it. And that policy was, from conception to delivery, was probably a matter of a week or two, if that.
Exactly. And greatly, greatly criticized by the mainstream media, by the way. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right, Bill. Great talk to you.
Can I get a weight reading on the Cotton Exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm.
Detailed checkup is waiting.
But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Last year, there was very little flu during the COVID pandemic. This year's flu and COVID are both projected to be widespread, and fever is a leading sign of both. Accuracy matters when it comes to taking your temperature. So use the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 published clinical studies. COVID vaccines alone may not fully protect you from the coronavirus. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
America's coronavirus outbreak is rapidly improving as the Delta wave lessens. By the numbers nationwide, the United States is now averaging a 22% drop in new cases over the past 2 weeks. Hawaii has the lowest number of new cases relative to its population, followed by Florida and Louisiana. Representative Fred Keller, the Republican from Pennsylvania, told Newsmax that he was a great big no on the massive spending package going through Congress.
If it's that good, I don't know why they're having to twist so many arms of people in their own party. The next thing should be the amount of debt that we're looking at and what's included in these bills. The way that they're going about this is not the way that the founders of our great republic figured it out to work.
La Nina weather patterns will slam the west coast of the United States this weekend, dropping heavy rain and multiple feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountain range. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got Bob Edelman joining us now, a regular contributor to the New American Magazine, writing primarily on economics and politics. And boy, two hot topics right now, Bob.
Well, it's a virtual writer's annuity, Bill. Thanks for inviting me onto the show.
Hey, always great to have you here. Clearly what's happening in the world of economics, I mean, the Biden administration, Jane Psaki, all the talking heads would not want us to believe the pain that we're feeling in our pocketbook, what we're seeing at the gas pumps or at the grocery store. Those are your lying eyes. So who are you going to believe, your lying eyes, or are you going to believe the Biden administration that says all is well, this is all transitory, just a temporary kind of thing? It's not going to be very long. Long-lasting, although there weren't even Democrats, economic experts on the left saying that no, this is going to take some time here.
Well, I'm always amazed not only at the cratering of the Biden approval rate, but also the covering up of what appears to be a bubble. Mm-hmm. The Wall Street people continue to push stocks higher. But the underlying foundation has been so far stretched from reality. It's not part of my article, but there's something called the reversion to the mean. And this is often when stocks are so overpriced that they are bound to come down, but they fall down below the average or the mean. Mm-hmm. So what happens is the stocks at, 35,000 on the Dow or something, Mm-hmm. If the average or the mean over time, a straight line would be, say, 25,000 or 30, you know, the reversion to the mean means it would drop below. We could see, you know, just making up numbers here, the Dow dropping to 20 before it turns back up again. Wow. This bodes ill for the Democrats. And what I'm amazed with is that the Democrat pollsters and pundits are also getting very, very nervous about what's likely to happen in November a year from now.
Well, it only serves these stock market experts right. I mean, after all, they're the ones that, you know, was the wind beneath the wings of this Joe Biden election. You know, call it what you want. But, you know, they were there cheering it on. And look, at you got what you asked for. And you're finding out that there's no there, that really what Joe Biden is living on and what this country is living on, what was put into motion 4 years earlier.
Yes, it's the Trump momentum. Mm-hmm. I just before the show, Bill, pulled up the latest poll numbers from Real Clear Politics.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the end all and do all, but I do find it most gratifying. They've printed a graph of Biden's approval rating. It peaked in April at 55%. It went negative in August and is now down to, according to them, 43%. And they're not even including the latest poll from Zogby that shows that the approval rate has dropped to 36%. Mm-hmm. Or to reverse it, say the disapproval rate is well over 60%.
Wow.
It's just spectacular. It's jaw-dropping. And there are some, there's one in particular pollster that I put great credence in, who has basically said that they're sleepwalking into disaster. Mm-hmm. Because they're not recognizing what they're doing with their poll, with their agenda. They are violating every rule of political sustainability by offending the very people they need to vote to keep them in power.
Well, Bob, two things here, and I keep saying this. In the primaries, these were the policies that were presented to their constituents, to fellow Democrats, left, you know, progressives, you know, the whole Democratic wing of the political process. And only 30% roughly said that, hey, you're my guy. I like what you have to offer. I mean, Kamala Harris couldn't even, you know, get above 3%, and she was even out before her own home state could vote. I mean, that's how, what a disaster it was. So now here we are. They somehow managed to win the election, the general election, and they're, you know, true to their form and what they presented in the primaries, they're now shoving down everybody's throat. And is it any wonder that they're lucky to get 30% roughly, más o menos, approval of their programs here? And the thing is, see, I think we give them too much benefit of the doubt. We think that, hey, they're just making mistakes here. I don't think so at all, Bob. I think they're doing this by design. This is leading to something that is very nefarious. It is Marxist. They want to do away with our Constitution, the American dream, as most Americans would relate to it. This has been a coup from day one, and it's a takeover of our constitutional republic.
Bill, it's very nice to hear someone who agrees with me entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Rather little happens in politics that wasn't planned that way.
Right.
I have a good friend that's done his homework, perhaps as well as maybe better than I, who says that this whole COVID virus, he describes it as a military attack by our enemy, China, against its number one enemy, the United States. He describes it as a military attack.
And the thing is, and I think he's exactly right. I mean, because there was a Chinese scientist, I mean, one of the top virologists who came out risking her family, and she was on Tucker Carlson. Boy, but they did everything they could to, after Tucker Carlson, I think she may have done another one, maybe two interviews, that was it. But she came out and said, no, this was done on purpose. And the thing is that not only was it done by design and on purpose by the Chinese, but then you have to look at all the the people here in this country, elected officials who went along, who got on Trump's back, said, oh, you're a xenophobe, you know, because you want to close down the borders and all this other stuff that's going on. Dr. Fauci, we find, and we knew this early on, had people already there. I mean, he invested in the Wuhan laboratory. This guy has made it clear in hearings before Congress that he is a gain-of-function guy. That's his heartbeat. So this is what they were doing, and gain of function. I keep reminding everybody, this is very, it's a very soft, palatable term for biological warfare. And this is exactly what was perpetrated not only on the United States, but the world. Yes, China is getting everybody to buckle their knee to their enforcement one way or another. Either we're going to force it through COVID, or we're going to do it through the Belt and Road Initiative.
Well, you know, I agree with you. I think that the, as I say, the agenda is, you have called it nefarious. Mm-hmm. I use a much more difficult word. It is a Marxist attack. Yes. Driven by Satan. I was doing a little reading. David Jeremiah is mm-hmm. one of my favorite theological writers. Right. And he did a study of the background of Karl Marx. His life was an example of how Satan can take an individual and turn him into a most miserable example of what Satan has in mind. It was an extraordinary study. So let's remember what's happening here. This is not right versus left. It's not Republicans versus the Democrats. It's light versus darkness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is.
I'm very pleased that more and more people are waking up to this. I was a little distressed at how little resistance there was to these COVID/mask/vaccine mandates. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to see some people are finally stepping to the plate. Some of them are suffering enormously as a result.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah,
it's beginning to turn. And I begin to look at the airline pilots and the truckers and the parents and the school boards. And, you know, I'm just more and more encouraged than I've been in a long, long time. And I'd like to extend the remarks. I don't want to turn this into a bill, a infomercial for the John Birch Society. Mm-hmm. As you know, and most of your listeners know, the New American Magazine and its blog, thenewamerican.com, is sponsored by the JBS. The JBS is stronger now, both financially and politically, than we've ever been. And I take great comfort in that, that all of a sudden people who are criticizing the society for being out of line and suggesting that all this was nefarious are now saying, my gosh, the Birchers are right. What can I do?
Exactly. Well, it is time for the awakening of what they refer to often as the silent majority, right, Bob? And I think this is what we're starting to see, and we all ought to be encouraged. We've got more from Bob.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing.
Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation with Bob Edelman continues, the New American Magazine regular contributor, writing primarily on economics and politics. You know, Bob, as you were saying earlier, I don't know that we can say it hard enough for the American people, because our constitutional republic is under attack. It's been at war for decades, if the truth be known. And the fact of the matter is, and you've got to put it right at the feet, at the doorstep of the Democratic Party. Now, we're not talking JFK's Democratic Party. We're not talking your grandfather, maybe even the early days of your father's Democratic Party. It has gone off the hinges. It has been taken over by progressives and the hard left that are Marxist in training. I mean, by training. This isn't by accident. This, you know, when Barack Obama told everybody that this was going to be the start of fundamentally transforming America, you know, people applauded like a bunch of SEALs to go along and think it was so cool. You know, we were getting our first black president. Little did we know that, you know, disguised by the color of his skin and the hope that maybe, just maybe, we could put this racial divide in the rearview mirror once and for all, little did we know what we were turning over to this president. All the power that he needed to fundamentally transform the country. And look what 8 years of Biden and Obama gave us. And here we are after four great years under Trump, all things considered. And I'm sorry if people were offended by his tweets and all that sort of thing. But I'll tell you, I was not offended by being energy independent. I was not offended by having the lowest unemployment rate that we've had in recent history. I was not offended that Israel was at the table with four Arab nations about ready to approve some Middle East peace that heretofore had never been, it had only been hoped for, but never had we come this close. Our southern border was closed. Not offended by that whatsoever. But I guess, you know, according to the electors, the majority of Americans were somehow offended and thought that Joe Biden, who conducted his campaign locked down,
in his home and in his bunker that somehow he could get 80 million votes, more votes than Barack Obama, with all his charm and charisma. Joe Biden outpaced Barack Obama in vote getting in the 2020 elections. That's what they want us to believe, just like they want us to suspend reality and believe that all this inconvenience of inflation is just transitory, right?
Well, Bill, I've written in the past about the fraud that took place in November of 2020. People occasionally ask me, well, I don't want to read all that stuff. He said, just point me to the place where I can get, for me, all the information I need about what happened. And I have found it, and it's called the Navarro Report. N-A-V-A-R-R-O, Navarro Report. Mm-hmm. Peter Navarro was an advisor to the Trump administration, and he did a study on the election. And for those of you listeners who, your listeners who maybe still would like to have, either have some doubts or would like to have the proof or just have at hand evidence, it's called the Navarro Report. I'm not pushing it necessarily, but I thought it was the best summary of the case that Biden is a usurper, a faux president, a fake, phony, fraudulent, what you want to call hologram for president. But I'd like to move our conversation to a different direction, Bill.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm looking at the November midterms, and I'm looking at the polls, and I'm looking at the Democrat advisors and pollsters who are saying that the Democrat Party not only is in desperate trouble, but the policies they're following are going to destroy the party itself, and that they have no chance after 2022 of having any kind of clout or even a majority to think about for the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. My point...
They're saying it's going to crumble by 2030. There will be no Democratic Party as we know it today.
I'd like to focus on what happens after. Mm-hmm. It looks like the Republicans will regain control of the House, maybe gaining as many as 40 or 50 seats. One of the Democrat pollsters that I follow has suggested that the Senate will be in control of Republicans 57 to 43. What then? That's really the question that I'd like to address and just sort of talk around a little bit. Mm-hmm. Will we, in fact, replace the existing rascals with more rascals and not solve our fundamental underlying problem, which is the destruction of the Constitution?
Exactly.
Or will enough of those people come in understanding not only the battle that you and I are aware of, but what is necessary to restore the Republic and regain our footing after years and decades of this dreadful attack by the left? I'd like to talk about that. How is that likely to happen? If Nancy Pelosi loses the speakership and she decides to retire, who's going to replace her? Mm-hmm. And my suggestion is it really doesn't matter. She has an 80% approval rating in her district, and whoever replaces her will be just like her. So the real issue isn't who. It's the people who are voting for them that need to be reached and touched and educated. And that is really the role that so many of us are involved in, is to create the understanding that this is not a democracy, as you have pointed out. It's a constitutional republic, limited government, where most of the rules are made by individuals following the morals taught by the Holy Scriptures.
Yes. Well, Bob, you bring up a good point. And first of all, to manage expectations, because the Republicans had control of everything at one point, and they were unable to bring it over the mountain, you know, all but one vote. John McCain, thank you very much for whatever ego was involved, and he did a lot of injury to the Republican Party for that one vote and that arrogant thumbed down vote that he gave, which might as well have been another digit of his hand to Donald Trump and the American people. Just saying that aside. But this is the problem, is that we have to manage expectation that there are rhinos, that there are well-entrenched Republicans in place that have been co-conspirators, in a sense, with the Democratic Party. And there has to be a wholesale exit and clean up on all the aisles of the store. And it's going to take, you're exactly right, the onus is on we the people. We the people, you know, can no longer accept a low information voter. I mean, because look what happened. Look what it's cost us. You know, people are finding out they've got to go fight CRT. They've got to fight inflation. They've got wars all over, and our constitutional freedoms are being stolen from us right before our very eyes. This is what happens when you acquiesce and you accommodate, and you do not know, first of all, that you're ignorant of your own constitution and the laws that are afforded to you. So if we the people do not step up, then you know what? We deserve to have the ruling elite, you know, tell us what to do, as they have been doing. So we have to manage expectation. It's going to take a while. It's not going to happen in 2 years to, you know, after the general election and we get to the midterms. It's going to be, a serious and a long fought out battle, because just like, you know, when you decide one day, okay, hey, look at, I've really gained a lot of weight here. You know, you're not going to shed 30 pounds in 1 week. It takes a process and takes time. But the corruption is so deep. I mean, right now, you and I, we're just talking about the bicameral house, and we're talking about the White House. We haven't even start to take a look at the FBI and all the other three-letter agencies and how corrupt they've become.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I see what was happening with our time, Bill, and it's running short. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a suggestion, and I'm always trying to look at the, you know, the positives, the glasses half full, and so on.
Yeah, I'm with you.
One of the most effective tools the Birch Society is using currently to educate people is something called it's a 6-video series, a lesson mm-hmm. series, a lesson plan, if you will, called The Constitution is the Solution.
Mm-hmm.
And it's available at jbs.org for a small price. And I think it's an extraordinary presentation, not only of understanding the Constitution, which has been ignored and abrogated and attacked, but also using the tool of the Constitution to repair the Republic.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite an extraordinary presentation. It's called The Constitution is the Solution, and it's available at jbs.org. And I highly recommend it for those people who say, I've had enough, I need to know more, I want to do more,
exactly.
I need to get better informed. It's a wonderful tool, a great place to get started.
And, Bob, this is great, and I'm glad you're referring people to this series, because you're exactly right. You know, in much like an airplane pilot, if you can imagine, what does he do when he gets behind and he's flying the plane, and it's his responsibility? He goes to the manual. The manual tells him everything about that plane. His training has told him everything about that plane. And if there's any problem that comes up while he's in flight, he refers to the manual, right, to make sure the plane stays on course. In much the same way, that's what our Constitution offers us. And people ask, as they're asking you, Bob, you know, what do I do? I just feel like we're so overwhelmed here. Well, you'd be surprised. You just have to be strategic and intentional. And if you do the right things, we can start moving the needle in a positive direction and reclaim this government for our kids and our grandkids, right?
I think it's already started.
Yeah,
you know, it's hard to predict an awakening, a revival at the beginning. But I think we are at the beginning of a great revival.
Well, from God's lips to our ears, let me say, Bob Adelman, thank you so much for being with us. JBS.org is where you want to go.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products
products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more.